Good morning. I'm Mary Angish with VPR News. Well over 100 people gathered in a grassy field along the White River to celebrate Juneteenth in Hartford. Norwich resident Liz Bloom said the holiday isn't just a celebration.
It also allows us to learn a lot more about United States history that we were never taught.
The event featured poetry, performances, and speeches by educators and elected officials, including Congressman Peter Welch. The 98th annual Laconia Motorcycle Week is wrapping up this weekend. Many businesses there are grateful for the economic boost. Event organizers and local officials said Motorcycle Week was the busiest in years, far busier than the event last year. Event official Jennifer Anderson said riders are, quote, grateful to be out, and Laconia Motorcycle Week, which ends today, is the nation's oldest motorcycle rally. Two teenagers on opposite sides of the Atlantic have connected after one found a message in a bottle tossed into the ocean by the other. The Valley News reports Sean Smith of Royalton, Vermont, was celebrating Thanksgiving in Rhode Island in 2018 when he and his siblings wrote 8 messages, put them in bottles, and placed them in the ocean. This spring, 17-year-old Kristen Santos was spearfishing in the Azores, and he found Smith's message, which included an email address. The two teens connected over a Zoom call set up by a reporter with the Boston Globe. And Smith's mother tells the Valley News the boys love talking to each other and that, quote, they plan to connect again soon. Turning to the eye on the sky forecast for today, warm and sunny. Happy Father's Day to those who are celebrating. Highs in the upper 70s to low 80s today. Could see some mid-80s in warmer valleys west and south. And tonight, clear skies, partly cloudy towards evening thunderstorms in the Berkshires, and lows mainly upper 50s to 60s.